Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett with the latest from the Iowa legislature. Checking back in with the Iowa legislature with State Senator Julian Garrett. Senator, thank you very much for joining us. What have you been working on this week and the Iowa legislature has been working on as we get nearer the funnel?
Well, we've been working on a lot of bills. Senate Judiciary Committee passed my E-Verify bill that I've talked about before. It was a 10-5 vote. That'll move on to the floor. Kind of an interesting bill. I don't know what the impact's going to be, but Senate State Government Committee has passed a bill to make daylight savings time the official time year-round, but it only goes into effect if all contiguous states adopt daylight savings time as their official time. Now, that's just out of a committee. It hasn't passed on the floor yet, but it got my attention. I'm not on the state government committee that handled it, but I thought it was kind of interesting. And I've run on to a study on education funding. That's been a really big topic, as everybody knows, and we're still working on it in the legislature, working to work things out with the House. But I thought this was really interesting. It was a study of funding from 1993 to 2019, and it traced what's happened to school funding in Iowa during that time. And for one thing, funding per student adjusted for inflation went from $9,456 in 1993 to $13,595 in 2019. But the most interesting part to me was where that money went. That's a lot of money that went into the education system. Where did that go? That's a 44% increase per spending per student, and remember, that's adjusted for inflation. The number of students during this period increased by 4%. The number of teachers increased by 13%. But here was the interesting part to me. Total staff increased by 27%. I didn't know this, but there are now more non-teacher employees in our public schools than teachers. In 2019, there were 35,618 teachers and 40,730 non-teachers. So obviously the biggest share of the increased spending went to non-teachers, not to the teachers. Breakdown, another study gives a breakdown of all the school districts, and there are a lot of them, all the school districts in Iowa, and it shows each district the change in the number of students from 1993 to 2019. And the change in the number of teachers and the change in other staff. And boy, the numbers just vary a lot from district to district. But the general rule is non-teacher numbers increased a lot more than teacher numbers. And I went over a lot of the specifics. I was trying to look for a pattern, and I didn't find any. It didn't seem to matter if it was big schools or small schools. Some went up a lot, some went up not quite so much. But obviously, most of the increased spending during this period of time has gone to hire more non-teachers rather than teachers. And that seems funny to me. You wouldn't think, at least I didn't. I didn't think that, I would not have thought that would be the case. And I'm really wondering if that was the best spending of the increased money that the schools have received. Now, just one final point on this subject. I sure you can imagine that I looked at the statistics for the schools in our area. I was curious about that. And I was pleasantly surprised that given the overall picture and the overall trend of so much of the money going to non-teachers rather than teachers, I found that in both Indianola and Norwalk, the increased spending for teachers and non-teachers went up by about the same percentage. So that's I was glad to see that they were giving a much better percent of their money to teachers than non-teachers in comparison to other schools around the state. So I thought that was really interesting stuff. It's something you never hear about, really, is the increase in the non-teacher staff. And I'm just wondering if that's really the best use of our money.
Once again, that was State Senator Julian Garrett discussing the latest information from the Iowa legislature. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.